proclamation number 8832 dated the July 20th, 1964. The task of fighting misguided teachings. It is your task to counteract misguided teachings, and I am giving you the proclamations in a way that they are clearly understandable to everyone so that they recognize for themselves the absurdity of what has been presented to them, as long as they are willing. I am concerned for those who have slight doubts already and want to convey the truth to them. But those who do not want to let go of their church can be given the purest truth and will not recognize it because they have no desire for truth. Even so, it is good if they get to know your opinion that nothing will benefit their soul's maturity if it is not based on the principle of love. And while you still have the freedom of speech, you should use it and speak quite openly. You should voice your opinion about wrong teachings and always know that I'm the giver of truth, myself, that you work with my knowledge which gives you every right to support it. For you work with a gift from above which already has the inherent strength to bestow realization on the person who does not resist it. Even if you only succeed in informing a person of the error, for the knowledge of it can still stimulate doubts. For once their belief is shaken, much will have been gained already. Pure truth gives brightest illumination to someone who seriously desires it, but only to him. And he will not reject these explanations either, and thus I intend to help those who are receptive to it. And there are many who are not content with the traditional spiritual knowledge they are being offered, but who are aware of a deity who gave them life and who also takes care that people will reach the goal set for them during earthly life, who also know that there can only be one truth and that this must therefore come forth from the one who is the eternal truth itself. As soon as they realize this, it will be easy to convey the information to them, for they won't resist long in accepting it because they will recognize that it originates from the relevant authority. Hence you should frankly expose every error, since it cannot lead people to beatitude. On the contrary, nothing good can come from it because, if the opportunity were offered to them, they would reject the pure truth. Consequently, what you receive from me is intended for distribution, but how and in what form you offer the spiritual knowledge shall be left up to you, since every person reacts differently. Yet whatever you do in order to guide people into truth will be blessed by me. Amen.